Welcome to Debt Free Degree, the podcast that can help you help your teen attend college with less debt and more success. Denise's two homeschooled kids attended college on $199,000 in scholarships for 4 years debt-free with cash left over. We're starting a movement to help all parents figure this out so you and your teen can rest easy and look forward to living the life of your dreams. Now here's your host, Denise Thomas.
Hey everybody, this is Denise Thomas. Your kids can get paid to go to College Coach. Well, today we have something special that I think is really incredibly important for all parents to understand about. And I think the biggest problem that we have in this particular topic is that we think it's someone else's problem. We don't understand that this particular issue affects us here at home in the United States, affects our children, both whether they're in, well, basically it's all ages, seriously, it's preschool all the way through. But today we're going to be talking about specifically teenagers, college students in that realm. And what I'm talking about is human trafficking or being trafficked. And, you know, we cover a lot of topics on this show. Because to me, in order for your child to be successful in college and in life, it takes a village. There's a lot more topics than just SAT scores or GPA. Your kid needs a lot more to understand, and they need a lot more support in their life than just those few things that we think about when we talk about college. So today I'm bringing on a very special guest. Today I have Linda Carlos. Now, Linda is a sex trafficking and abuse prevention educator for parents and professionals who are in contact with children between the ages of 2 and 25. She's also a keynote speaker, author, and family coach, and has hosted a parent talk show. And she's a mother of a sex trafficking victim. She endeavors to turn their pain into purpose globally, in the hopes of preventing victimization. Linda, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, Denise. I appreciate it.
You have a book coming out in just a few days, and I'm so excited about this book. When I first saw you talk about your book, I realized this message needs to get out. So tell us, what can people learn from reading your book? First, what is the title? Give us a little background.
The book is called Walk a Mile, and it is my journey delving into my daughter's secret life and what had happened to her. So the book is really going into the whole process of our relationship together and her relationship with our whole family while she ended up being raped and kind of trying to hide that from us as well, until the pregnancy that was caused by the rape made it impossible for her to hide it. And then about a year and a half after that, her live-in boyfriend trafficking her. So it was quite a journey for Samantha. And it was one that affected all of us. It's what they call secondary victims. We are secondary victims. But what happened is my daughter and I both decided to turn our pain into purpose. She went and started working for an organization here locally and started going into schools and talking about it. And I decided it was my job to then speak to anybody who's dealing with kids so that hopefully nobody else puts their head on the pillow at night with naivety being the reason somebody they love or know to get trafficked or abused. Because if I'd known then what I know now, there's a huge chance she wouldn't have gotten trafficked. So the book is about that, hoping that people will resonate with a lot of the things that teenagers will try to do, pull away, disassociate, get into unhealthy relationships. And you'll see the struggle I had when I recognized that's what was going on, but having no idea what to do about it. And now I teach and educate on that. So hopefully after people read the book, then they will come back and learn the best way to possibly stay connected with your kids, even much more so than what we did by offering a safe place. And that's one of the things I teach on. So that's what the book is about. It's coming out December the 11th at 11 a.m. on Amazon. And I'm so excited. I can't wait. I mean, this has been a year-long project. So
that, of course, your daughter couldn't hide the fact that she had been raped because of the pregnancy. But in the conversations with your daughter subsequently, how did you come upon the thought that she had been trafficked?
I didn't. she came out and told us. So that is, and it happened over 8 years after the fact. And it took her that long to tell us because she didn't know that's what had happened to her either. So we were so naive and so uneducated that even she didn't know what had happened to her. She thought somehow she'd let her moral slip. She thought somehow she had consented to this, so she had no right to say anything. She felt embarrassed and shamed. So she didn't say anything to us at all. We saw the struggles with this man. We saw her eventually leave him. We saw, you know, and we were there for a lot of it, but she hid so much from us out of shame. And when so she had the opportunity to find out actually what trafficking was, domestic sex trafficking, because it's very different than international trafficking. This happened with her live-in partner, and he did everything in his power to convince her to move out of our house. It took him over a year to convince her to do that. And then when she did, he got in between us, tried to cause fights, tried to do all the stuff that abusive relationships do. And that's all we thought this was. And that concerned us enough. But when he got her out, it didn't take very long after that he trafficked her. Thank God, only for about 3.5 months. She called me up one day, said, "Mom, come and pick me up. No questions asked, okay?" So we brought her back home, her and the baby. And she just kept that secret for so long. So I didn't guess. I just knew she was in an abusive relationship. I had no idea to what extent this was. And I absolutely refuse to put my head on the pillow every night without telling everybody what it really looks like so this doesn't happen to them.
So, right. I actually know someone else who went through something similar, where her daughter had been trafficked by a boyfriend. And again, didn't even know that that's what was happening to her at the time. Felt the shame, didn't feel like she could tell her, you know, her family, etc. And I think that this is the kind of trafficking that we need to have more light on, because it is prevalent. And, you know, when we think about human trafficking, we think about, as you said, international kind. Kid gets kidnapped, they're gone. They've been shipped to another country and you'll never see them again. That is, you know, having your kid kidnapped is every parent's nightmare from the time the child is born, right?
Yes.
But this is something we don't even consider as a possibility. And we need to. And our kids, our teenagers, our young adults, our college students need to see this for what it is, need to, you know, mom, dad, read the book, you know, reveal what you feel is age appropriate for your kids to understand and learn. And let's move forward and let's make sure this doesn't happen to your kids. Now, what would you say are the educational pieces that you didn't have as a parent with regard to this?
There's three main things that we didn't know. First of all, what domestic sex trafficking was. I believe the same thing everybody else believed, which is very much like the movie Taken or The Sound of Freedom. Great movies, but they don't talk about what's happening within our own communities and under our own roofs. And there's children who are going to school during the day and being trafficked rather than being at school and then being dropped off back home. And parents haven't got a clue. So this is not, it doesn't look anything like those movies. And it's all done by coercion and manipulation and threats. And it starts off the luring, you know, taking care of every little thing that this person might need or want, and making them feel like they're special. And it doesn't have to be a boyfriend, girlfriend thing. It can be, you know, somebody's getting bullied at school, and so the trafficker will come along and befriend them. Or somebody doesn't have a good parent role model, so they become a parent role model. Believe it or not, there's some people who are actually sex trafficked by their own family. So this has become a multi-million dollar industry, and it is the second largest crime in the world. So not educating myself was the very first thing I didn't do. And that's one of the things we all need to learn. And there's all kinds of information out there on that now. There wasn't back then, but there is now. So nobody has an excuse for not knowing what domestic sex trafficking is. Secondly, I didn't understand how vulnerable Samantha was after the rape. I mean, we knew about the rape. Obviously, we knew she was vulnerable in that regard, but we didn't realize what had happened to her in her social life. And her friends had basically ostracized her and had gone around because the police didn't believe her story, because her friend she was with wouldn't collaborate the story. And the friend didn't collaborate the story because she was threatened that she better not. And so all the kids around the school thought that she had made up this excuse because she'd gotten pregnant, that she got raped, and that she was just, you know, she got blackballed. She was called a whore. All kinds of things were put on her locker. And a lot of this stemmed from some of the boys who had actually raped her, because they all went to the same school. So she was completely ostracized. And this boy, because I don't want to call him a man, ended up being at the school smoking area that they have at all high schools, noticed that she was kind of off to the side, had heard the stories kind of in the background, or so we're assuming, contacted her on social media and started saying, I believe you, I'm here for you, I can help you. And, you know, process of 6 to 9 months, worming his way into her life, even convinced her to put his name on the birth certificate, like a bunch of things that just, because he made it sound like he was the only one that cared. So the vulnerability part is the second part we missed. Now, the third part we missed was teaching her proper consent, because there's four parts to it. We taught her two. And I didn't know that there was more to it. And there's a way to teach a toddler consent without it having to be sexual. There's a way to teach preteens. There's a way to do this. And I teach all of this in my workshop because it's so important that we have this conversation regularly with them. It's not a one-time conversation. And once we can start teaching and equipping our kids to understand that they have a right to their personal space, you know, put a baby in a hula hoop and tell them they have a right to pick who decides in who's in that hula hoop with them. And if they don't want that person in the hula hoop with them, they don't have to be in that hula hoop with them. They have a right to say no to that. They may not have a right to say no to parents in other ways, but to their personal space, they have a right to say no. And if we can start teaching them at that age, when somebody tries to approach them, or in my daughter's case, you know, rape her, or, you know, and then violate her even more so by trafficking her, she may have realized she didn't say yes. She had not said yes. She was manipulated into a yes. She was coerced into a yes. And that's not a yes. So there's so much that we need to learn as parents and caregivers, professionals with kids in our lives. We need to learn these things. We need to be sitting down and having those conversations with our kids. We need to be teaching them every day in little ways how to own their own space and use their own voice and to educate themselves. And it's our job to educate them. So that's what we need to learn.
I think it's fabulous that you're not just out there telling parents about this, but you have a book coming out. You also have workshops. How can families get to know more about what you have to offer?
They can follow me on just about anything. I'm not a real social media girl, a little too old for all of the new things that are out there, but I am on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. I am on Twitter. I'm just not on there much. I have a YouTube channel. I have a website. So as you can see in the picture in the background, my website is parentwithpurpose.ca. You go to that very first page, you're going to find links on there that you can click onto that will show you all of the workshops. I do one free every month. I'm also available for speaking engagements around the world. I will go globally if you'll pay to get me there, because this message is that important. And teaching and showing parents and caregivers and professionals how to educate themselves, I will educate them and then teach them how to educate the kids that are in their lives. So that's my goal. I don't want anybody putting their head in the pillow at night, having to live with what I live with. So I will do everything I can to make that not happen.
Yeah, so fabulous. So parents, we're going to have a link in the show notes that will lead you to the first two chapters of her book that is coming out shortly. And then you can also register to be notified when the book is available. You don't want to miss this. This is something that every parent, every high school administrator, teacher, counselor, church person that works with children, if you work with kids in any way, you need this information. And help share it, help spread it with the parents that you work with, the parents of the kids that you work with. So, Linda, thank you so much for sharing this message. I know it's brief today, but hopefully parents will get into the book and learn more and get into your workshops and be able to help their kids not be a statistic. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Denise.
Well, again, I'm Denise Thomas. Your kids can get paid to go to College Coach. And if you don't have a mentor to help you with your children get paid to go to college, let's get on a call. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the show. Please rate and review the podcast, download and share with friends. You can go to debtfreedegreepodcast.com for more info and free downloads. Once again, that's debtfreedegreepodcast.com. See you next time.